There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Reality. How does it sound like if I tell you today is Thursday already? Hello, it's Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Ken Kessler, Molly Page, bringing you up to date on what's going on with your comments as well. That's sometimes the most important, or at least the most interesting or amazing material that we have to go through. 888-302-3684. How do my allergies sound? Pretty good, Kenny?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting, having allergies. Unga bunga. All right, so people are talking about the Amtrak crash. Apparently, the train was going 100 miles an hour in a 50-mile zone. The remember the one, there was a crash in 2013 where the train was doing 82 in a 30-mile zone. Remember that? So the question is, how could this wreck have been prevented? Does Amtrak need to have GPS? Would that have prevented the crash? GPS-based speed controls can be installed by Amtrak, and it wouldn't cost a lot of money. There are going to be a lot of lawsuits, boys and girls, when it comes to this. And what will happen, because Amtrak is federally subsidized, this is going to not do them much good when it comes to the presentation that has been put forth by the Republicans. Democrats looking to fund Amtrak with like $1.4 billion or something. What was the number, Kenny? Wasn't it $1.4 billion, $1.5 billion? Something like that.
Yeah.
The Republicans want to cut it. I remember Congressman Joel Heffley, who was probably my favorite of all the contemporary congressmen. He was probably my favorite. He used to be on this program at least once a week with updates on things. And I liked him so much because he was straightforward. He was honest. He was a Republican who was in charge. They liked him so much, they put him in charge of the Ethics Committee of the House until he found out that Tom DeLay, the crooked weasel congressman from Texas, he put him on the stand. He charged him, heavily charged DeLay with all kinds of ethics violations, and they got him thrown out of Congress. And for that, the Republicans drove him out, drove out Heffley. One of the most honest, see, this is the kind of crooked, slimy, cruddy stuff that goes on. So the reason I'm telling you about Heffley is because he was leading the charge at the time. This was probably, 10, 15 years ago, to cut the whole subsidy from Amtrak. Get rid of it all. Make them either work and be able to pay their own way, or get rid of them. Anyway, so that hasn't happened. There are people who put forth that, but this thing is going to create mayhem for Amtrak. And when you think about it, I don't want Amtrak to go, I don't want the train to go away, but come on. If they had simply installed their own GPS-based locator and speed control system rather than waiting to install a more complicated and more expensive, what they call the PTC, positive train control system, then things would have been different. And apparently, behind the scenes, they've been talking about this and arguing among themselves as to what to do in terms of creating. There's a move afoot, all kinds of stuff coming out as a result of this. There's a move afoot to make the engineers almost useless. Remember, we had the discussion last week about trucks that drove themselves, mm-hmm. and then cars that drive themselves, and there have been discussions about airplanes that will fly themselves. Well, Amtrak has been looking at engineering locomotives without engineers. Run them from a from a system headquarters and put all of these various devices in them that makes it almost unnecessary to have an engineer. So this PTC that we're talking about, the positive train control, complicated, expensive system, utilizes devices along sections of the tracks that transmit cab codes to the antenna in the train. But in order for it to work properly, there has to be close cooperation and coordination between the many different entities which own the different tracks in which the devices are attached and the owners of various trains which may run on these different tracks. There are sections of track all the way up and down the Northeast Corridor from Boston to Washington, which is the, as we've pointed out, the cash cow for Amtrak, that don't belong to Amtrak. They belong to the private entities, mostly the freight railroads.
If you can clear a table without lifting a finger, you may be muddling through allergies.
What happened?
I don't know.
Am I on the air?
I think so.
Oh, okay. This is I'm getting into the complicated whys and wherefores here, but I'm taken back by this whole thing and what we're going to find out. This is a real can of worms. So what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, in terms of social media, Kenny, about this incident.
Williams says, if the FAA was requiring a safety system for private jets, you can bet that Congress would be falling all over themselves to pass a bill to pay for it with our money.
Uh-huh. All right, so the question is, do they now pay for this? Do they pay for the system I was just talking about, or just get something in there? But what, I mean, why is, I want to know why the train was going 106 miles an hour.
Yeah.
What was going on in the locomotive now? There's only one person required. Remember when there used to be three required in an airplane and now it's two?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be two required in the, and that was feather bedding. The railroads were amazing as to how the unions made a mess. That, the, one of the reasons that the railroads, that the private railroad passenger companies went out of business because the feather bedding, the unions ruined. The unions ruined the passenger railroad system, amongst other. I mean, planes didn't help either, but and the interstate highway system. But the way that the union rules were set up, there were people all over the place, and there still is. I know a kid who works for the railroad. Half the time he doesn't do anything. He gets paid for 8 hours and doesn't do anything because the people above him don't want him to do anything. They don't want him to work too fast and get too much done. But he's a kid. What does he know? He wants to work. Gee, what a concept.
Yeah.
All right. What else, Kenny?
Jane says, whoever convinced Congress that infrastructure maintenance is an unnecessary expense instead of an investment has done a great disservice to our country.
Well, is this infrastructure? Would you consider this GPS or PTC system to be infrastructure? I guess.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Peter says the train was going over twice the speed limit for that section of track. The engineer was responsible for those passengers' deaths. Anyone that's trying to make this a propaganda ploy for more government funding doesn't get it.
Well, that's true. I think that why do we need any of these things? GPS based this, PTC based that. How come we don't have somebody there paying attention? Most of the locomotive engineers, I think they start at $80,000 a year, and most of them, depending on how many hours and miles they cover, make $100,000 or more a year. That's enough money to put somebody responsible in the cab, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
would
so.
Would seem?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else do you have?
Guy says, commuter trains have as good, if not better, track records than airliners. Let's not hype this up too much. One locomotive can do the work of 1,000 semi-trucks with fewer accidents.
Well, that's fine when it comes to hauling freight. There have been, and there's something to what you said. Yeah, there is this whole mania now about how unsafe the trains are. I'd want to see the stats. It's much safer to be on an airplane than any other mode of transportation that we have today in this modern world of moving millions of people every day, every month, every year, and there aren't enough of them using the train. I don't know about that. I honestly don't know. My comment would be silly because I don't know. Not that that keeps me from making silly comments if I don't know something in that circumstance. What else have you got?
Rich says, you want better, faster, safer train travel? Go to just about any country in Europe or Asia.
Yes.
I think the U.S. ranks just below Iceland.
Yes, the U.S. train system is ridiculous. And there is all kinds of money. It depends on, this is the public debate, whether we want to have a system like they have in Europe that is fast and extraordinarily well run. European travel on a train is a delight. I love taking the trains. I did a whole week of broadcasting when the Iraqi war first started. I think it was the early part of 2004, and I went around Europe to get the opinions of Europeans as to whether we ought to be in Iraq or not, and that was when I was hugely against what was going on, and I went to five different cities in Europe in 5 days and spent 3-4 hours a day, 4-5 hours a day in the most wonderful trains going from one city to another. It was an extraordinary experience. And yes, Japan the same way. Nobody takes, or very few people take planes around Japan because they can take the fast trains. Engineered better, more comfortable, the whole thing. So food for thought here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and stock 23 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster, then louder, and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My mic didn't sound. Oh, there it is. Hi.
23.
That's what that is. Where's my microphone?
Where's my microphone?
23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right. So our video of the day today comes from the folks over at ABC Television. It's the first official trailer for the new Muppet Show, which we have been talking about almost ad nauseum because I love the Muppets. You got to see the trailer that we have in the video of the day box at DougSteffens.com. But just as a tease, here's some of the audio.
Everybody, can I have your attention? I have some really great news. ABC wants to put on an all-new primetime series starring the Muppets.
God bless America and its magnificent broadcasting company.
The show's going to be all about our personal lives.
I hate the 405.
Behind the scenes.
How'd the surgery go?
Oh, fine. But I kept biting the stitches off, so I threw this thing on.
Our relationships.
I don't see how it's ever going to work out with you and I.
You can say it, Dad. She's a bear.
Sort of an adult Muppet Show.
If you have children, how will you raise them? Where will they go to the bathroom? In the woods?
Okay, that is an offensive stereotype.
How about we film the series in that crazy handheld documentary style and have cutaways to one-on-one interviews?
Cut to interviews? Then it's just a totally overused device to make easy jokes. You know, talking to the camera about how you really feel and then cutting back and saying something completely different.
All right.
I just hate that.
So, you get the gist of it, but watch the video of the day. If you love the Muppets.
I can't wait, but yeah. At the same time, the voices are just that much different.
Yeah, I'm not, this doesn't sound like the old Muppets to me. I'm not honestly thrilled.
That's the hard part. I mean, you watch Bugs Bunny now or something, or Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and we get it. I mean, how do you keep the same voice forever and ever?
Yeah. All right, so anyway, it's something that we think would be fun for you to watch at any rate. Okay, so Stevie Wonder today. Stevie Wonder. He was a child prodigy. Got started when he was, what, about eight?
On this song, he was 15 years old.
Yeah, but I think he started when he was 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah. He didn't really. This is kind of when he broke out and everybody started to go, who's this kid?
Right.
Fingertips when he was 15, almost 16.
He was born in an incubator, or he had to be because he was preemie. That's why he doesn't have any sight. But man, does he have plenty of sight, if you understand. Oh my God. So some of his big songs, Fingertips, My Sharia Moore, I Was Made to Love Her, and you name popular Motown music, and he had his hand in an awful lot of it.
You know, it makes you wonder.
Right.
You know how your other senses are even stronger when you lose one of them. So because he's blind,
yeah,
would he have had the genius that he does had he had sight?
Well, that's the point. I think that's part of what we're talking about here. He won an Oscar in 1984 for I Just Called to Say I Love You. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 1989, got 16 Grammy Awards. This guy has got nothing but talent. And apparently is a decent human being as well. From anything, I don't know the guy, I never interviewed him, but from what I hear from people who do know him, he's a gentleman and very eager to help people.
He's you guys remember when Eddie Murphy was making fun of him on Saturday
yes.
Night Live, and then he went on Saturday Night Live
yeah.
to make fun of himself?
Yeah.
And he took so much heat for it.
That's the size, that's the sign of a man, I think, much as anything else.
Yeah.
So we pay tribute to Stevie Wonder on his birthday. He is, he's 65 today. Stevie, wow, 65. Woo-wee. Still around. I think he does a lot of performances. Does he go out on tour, per se?
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
I mean, he's around all the time. You see him on TV all the time.
Congratulations to Stevie Wonder here from Good Day at 28 After the Hour.
You call my name.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Before the new hour, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with the issues of the day. We have an important issue and we have one that's not so important, but people are talking about both of them. So let's go back to the train for a moment. The death toll has climbed to 7 in the train wreck. I was talking earlier, if you didn't hear the first part of this hour, you can listen to hour number 2 in the legacy page there at DougSteffen.com. Whatever the anthology, what do we call it? The
archives?
Audio highlights.
Yes, the audio highlights, where I was focused on these two different systems, the GPS system or maybe the PTC system, which is the positive train control system, and why they need it. Apparently they need it because they have kids who are still wet behind the ears running these trains. Molly has the update on who was actually at the controls in the train and what the story is with him at the moment. And by the way, I want to find a woman who's working for Amtrak that's an engineer. I want to know if there is this a subtext here, Mal,
yeah.
For I want to do some investigating and find out whether there are any women who make their way into this club. My sense is that there are not. There are a few women pilots, more all the time. I want to know if there are any women who actually, if you will, in quotations, pilot trains. Who's sitting in the cab? Who's the engineer? I'm going to bet you'll find it hard to find a woman, and I want to know why that is. That doesn't have anything to do with this, except that we have a 32-year-old person running this train in a league where there normally are men who have, it's like getting into a plane and looking in the cockpit. I love seeing guys who have gray hair sitting behind the controls. There's something about that that's extraordinarily
experience.
Secure. Yeah. Not that the people who are younger, a lot of these people, most of, like, American hires almost exclusively out of the military. They hire from the Air Force and whoever been pilots in the Navy, that sort of thing. And those people have the experience whether experience is an interesting thing. Experience, you're taught in your experiences in life a lot of lessons that just we don't have as youngsters. And so this is going to be an interesting experiment. We'll be talking about this now for days, and hopefully we'll put different spins on it because this kid has lawyered up already. So is he? Wasn't there a train wreck where the engineer was on his cell phone? Do I remember that in the vague crevices of my mind from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, somebody was texting.
Texting, right. Mm-hmm. Wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. I'm betting that you're going to find some of that in this. All right, so Molly, now that I've gone off on my toot, what do we have? What is there that we ought to know?
The engineer driving the Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia, going twice the speed it should have been going around that curve, is 32 years old. His name is Brandon Bostian. And according to his lawyer, he has no recollection of the crash itself at all or explanation as to why it happened.
Oh, that's handy.
He is from Queens, New York. He confirmed his identity just recently. You're probably not even hearing his name most places at the moment. He has given a blood sample to police and his cell phone. And his attorney says he is cooperating with authorities. His attorney also says he was very distraught to learn of the loss of life in the crash, adding that Bostian only remembers driving the train to the crash area generally, then later getting tossed around, coming to, finding his bag and his cell phone, and dialing 911.
That sounds a little mysterious. So are these guys getting a physical? And are they? Is it the airlines are starting, as you probably have heard, to as a result of what happened over in France, to give psychological tests very quietly? There are rules being put into place, at least here, and I believe over there as well, that there be a psychological component to testing pilots. Now, when they have their bona fides reviewed every year, this is sounding to me like oftentimes the trains follow what the planes are doing. And so there is an engineering, there's a requirement for a physical, I believe, with engineers or anybody who's running these trains. But I don't know about the psychological tests.
Well, he did reportedly suffer a concussion in this.
Well, he says he doesn't remember what happened before. Did he not remember what happened before because he had a concussion? Or did something else happen that that made it so that he lost control because there was something going on in his body or his mind?
Right.
That's the question. And then you come back around to, okay, would this have happened if there was somebody else in the cab? Or what a lot of people don't know, I remember an Amtrak guy brought me into the cab of an Acela train when he wasn't supposed to, but I was fascinated by the controls, or how few controls there were, frankly. There were four or five things that he had to keep his eye on, and that was it. It's not like the old days.
You wouldn't think there's a lot to do, but it's going to go on the tracks.
Right.
You have to steer it.
No. Yeah. The throttle was there. This is what I saw in the cab of the Acela train was a throttle, an emergency brake system that was a backup to the pedal that the engineer has to keep his foot on a pedal. And if he takes it off for longer than 5 seconds, the train automatically stops. It's called a dead man's pedal. And so the throttle, the brake, the dead man's pedal, and I don't know, there was some other thing, but that was it. You take your foot off of the pedal. If something happens to you, and that's why they call it a dead man's pedal. Engineers used to have, you know, if you had a heart attack while you were in the control of the train, you want the train to stop, thanks. So if you die, your foot's going to fall off the pedal and the train's going to stop. So
good idea.
Yeah. So why, what's this kid doing that his foot's on that pedal? Because if something was wrong, then he would have taken his foot off the pedal and the train would have stopped. All right. Keep going, Ma.
Questions
with no answers.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them now. I mean, and the biggest one that, you know, it's really difficult not to get livid about how fast he was going.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and not be conscious of it. That's what I'm saying. There's something unconscious here in this scenario that's painted, it would seem on first blush, there's something about him and what was going on that makes you think he was almost unconscious, oblivious. I don't know, but there's more digging that has to be done.
Maybe he didn't know of the turn. We'll have to wait to hear he's been on that
track.
Well,
in these circumstances, it's the same as with the whole purpose of a pilot and a co-pilot, more than safety, is for the pilot to learn what the airports are like, what the planes are like, and it's training. The co-pilot is basically a pilot in training. And so the engineering, when there is training going on, they put actually a couple more people in the cab to train the trainees. So is there an interesting, is that where the word trainee comes from?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I don't know. According to his LinkedIn profile, Boston had worked at Amtrak for nearly 9 years, the first half of which he spent as a passenger conductor before becoming a passenger engineer. That was in December of 2010. Now, he did speak with investigators on Tuesday night. He was treated at a hospital, then released, transported to the police department, but he declined to provide a statement to police, and that's when he lawyered up.
We have a picture. What does he look like? Let's see if we can find a picture to post, Kenny, on Facebook. I'd just like to see what this guy looks like.
Oh, there he is. He looks...
there he is!
I've seen
there
it
There he
earlier.
Is. Get him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He looks like he wants my Lucky Charms.
Really, looks like a kid.
He does. He looks, he looks Irish. He's got kind of reddish hair. He's got a little bit of a goatee and a mustache. He does look young. Yeah.
No confidence vote. All right, so that's that situation. In a moment, we're going to find out the latest in the continuing twists, curves, inside, outside, upside down of Tom Brady and the Patriots. As wait till you hear the latest wrinkle in this, boys and girls. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty Boston master, responsibly.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
14. Before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Molly Page and Ken Kessler and I are astounded. Wait till you hear the latest in this whole Tom Brady Patriots fiasco. We had a poll yesterday asking you to tell us what you thought of the penalty the NFL gave to Brady and the Patriots, and it shook out rather interesting. 34% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said it's not much of a penalty. It really doesn't mean anything. 20% said it's about time the NFL did something like this. 17% said justified. We have to teach these guys that it isn't okay to cheat. 16% said who cares if they cheated? They would have won anyway. 14% said outrageous. Where's the proof? So, we've got some comments that have come courtesy of you and your interests at our Facebook.com/Good Day post, Twitter at Good Day. We have email to Molly or Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. You want to use that. And so Kenny is going to bring us up to date on the wait till you hear this foolishness. And it really is. It's absurd how crazed people are by these sorts of things. Go ahead, Kenny.
There's this guy in Spokane, Washington, Michael Whitman, who was so outraged about this Brady suspension and the fine against the Patriots that he has started a GoFundMe crowdfunding thing to raise money to pay the Patriots $1 million fine. And
I don't want to tell you how much money Bob Kraft is worth, but there are at least 9 zeros in the, yeah, in the equation.
Yeah, so this $1 million fine, whether you agree with it or not, it's like a traffic ticket to the Patriots. It's
right.
We're not
talking about heavy lifting here.
Yeah, and this GoFundMe thing has raised over $15,000 in just 2 days. Over 1,100 people have chipped in.
Why would
$5 here, $20
yeah.
there.
Why would you do that? Why would you contribute to a crowd fund to help the Patriots pay their fine? Why would you do that?
I can't
concerned
imagine.
Concerned citizens.
Concerned about what?
You know, really, if you're doing this, you have too much money.
Well, either that or you have no common sense.
Well, kind of the same thing. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're driving, you know, a 20-year-old car that's on skateboards for wheels. If you're putting money toward this, you have too much money.
Right.
Save
by
the
definition.
Dog. Yeah.
Save
yeah.
the dogs. All right, so we're going to save there is a save the dog thing that we may want to pay attention to here, just because anecdotally, I suppose this would be a people in the news story. Johnny Depp's dogs in Australia, what's wrong with them?
Australian quarantine authorities have ordered Johnny Depp to fly his dogs Pistol and Boo out of the country by Saturday or they're going to kill them.
Hmm.
The agriculture ministry, Barnaby yeah. Joyce, accused Depp of smuggling his Yorkshire Terriers aboard his private jet when he returned to Australia to continue shooting another Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Mm-hmm.
The agriculture department gave Depp 72 hours notice to start putting their pets on the trip back to the U.S., and he says if you start letting movie stars, even though they've been the sexiest man alive twice, come into our nation with pets, then why don't you just break the laws for everybody? He adds, it's time that Pistol and Boo bugger off back to the United States. So they say if Johnny Depp doesn't get them out of there, they're going to kill them.
Yep. Euthanize them.
Well, same thing.
Sounds gentler, doesn't it? 51 past the hour on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
He said it'd be better if we weren't friends. Not that I didn't want to be.
What does that mean?
It means if you're smart, you'd stay away from me.
Okay, well, let's say for argument's sake that I'm not smart. I'm not scared of you.
Well, you really shouldn't have said that.
This is a song by Paramore, Decode, from the movie Twilight, the one that was done in 2008. Robert Pattinson's birthday is today. He's 29. Look at all this.
What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
Has accomplished. He was like 22 when he started this franchise, wasn't he? Chucker?
Yeah, something like that. And those three actors, including Kirsten Stewart, really don't have to work again if they didn't want. They made a ton of money off those
things. Yeah. All right, so anyway.
Did they really go out and look for a guy who looked dead for that part in real life?
I don't know, but they found him.
So that Pattinson guy looks always pale and
pale, and his
white,
eyes
pasty.
Are sunken. And
yeah.
Just, right. I don't get him.
He's like, he looks like those zombies that we posted on Facebook. Same thing, that sunken, that really emaciated, unhealthy look. Oh, happy birthday, Robert. Have a wonderful day. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. The essence of our relationship with Chucker, we have a give-take relationship here. Chucker gives and we take. So we'll take from him some movie news, information about what's going on, some of your favorite material. I actually have what I consider to be a very positive movie item, Chucker, that I want to get your input on in a moment. This is Good Day.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable. And a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof. From hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pendants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit JCPenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
A lot of buzz today, Chucker, on another fugitive movie. And one wonders whether it brings the... It's a great television show. And then from that came the movie that had Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones, which was not a good picture, an excellent action picture, I thought. And then after that was another picture.
U.S. Marshals 3 years later.
That was another good movie. So where does this go?
Goes that the studio Warner Brothers hired a screenwriter to pen a script for a remake of that film, which was done in 1993 with Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones, who won an Oscar for his role in Best Supporting Actor. He was terrific in that film.
He was.
This is my gut feeling. Obviously, if it's a remake, it's unnecessary. But most likely, what they do in this case is they bring in a screenwriter who will write some sort of elaborate backstory twist, probably on Richard Kimball, the lead character or the one-armed man, and do something that veers totally in a different direction. I can't just see basically remaking the same film, but listen, it'll probably make a lot of money because it's a franchise property, it'll sell overseas, and if they can make a lot of money, they're going to do it.
But do they bring back Harrison Ford and they bring, I mean, Tommy Lee Jones I can see as a participant, but Harrison Ford's character, that's been quenched, that's been satisfied.
Well, Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is a very big blog and very credible, broke the story and actually said that there's a possibility that both Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones could be involved. But I think if they're involved somewhat, it would be in a cameo. But I can't see either actor agreeing to do that. But you're right. Where would Harrison Ford fit in? Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones could be the main character again. He's still got it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go. Neither will be involved. It's going to be a direct remake with a backstory twist. That's my opinion.
One other
bit of news. Filming takes place today, starts today on Captain America 3, Civil War. Listen to this, Doug. They're going to have Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, Vision, Hawkeye, Black Panther, and Ant-Man all in the same movie, which is like a semi-adventure. Avengers. This genre, the comic book superhero genre, is not going away anytime soon.
But they keep bringing in more of them. Is it the audience going to get confused who the good guys are and the bad guys?
I think people who follow the stuff sort of understand what's going on.
It's like Superman versus Batman. What a stupid idea.
It's going to make a lot of money, though.
Oh, my God. Oy. All right. It must be run by the people that run the EPA. All right, Chucker. Good man. Chuck Curry. Happy to have him here with us on Good Day Every Day. 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.